Welcome back to Unwritten Lives, Tales of the Unexpected, where the future isn't always ahead of us, and sometimes it arrives sooner than we're ready for. Tonight's story follows a man who starts receiving text messages from himself. This is The Messages from Tomorrow. Sam Delaney thought of himself as boring in the best possible way. He worked in IT, wore the same three shirts every week, lived in a one-bedroom apartment illuminated by two lamps that never seemed bright enough. He loved predictability. Nothing strange ever happened to Sam. Until the messages began. It started on a Wednesday, gray sky, cold drizzle, the kind of day that makes you feel like nothing in the world is changing. Sam's phone buzzed as he boarded the bus. Unknown number. Don't miss this one.
Sam frowned.
Wrong number, he assumed. But something about the message felt personal. He ignored it. He missed his stop. The bus doors closed. His day got worse. He forgot about the text. The next night, it happened again. Unknown number. Left pocket. Grocery receipt. Check the date. Sam pulled out a crumpled receipt, meant for the trash. The date printed on the top read, Tomorrow, June 18th. But it was only June 17th. He blinked twice, rubbed his eyes, checked again. June 18th. Time-stamped 10:43 a.m. At a market he hadn't gone to yet. Sam sat very still for a long time. The messages continued, not often, just once a night. Cryptic. Brief.
Strangely familiar.
Unknown number. Take the umbrella. It didn't rain that morning. Until after lunch, when the clouds burst and flooded the streets. Unknown number. Don't choose the back taxi. The next night at the curb, two cabs idled. He picked the front one. The second cab peeled away fast, horn blaring as a speeding truck blew through a red light. Sam's legs shook for hours. Unknown number. Call your sister first. Don't wait. He didn't. He waited. The next morning, she texted. Dad is in the hospital. Sam stared at his phone for nearly an hour, shaking with something too big to name. Finally, he replied.
Sam.
Who is this? Hours passed. Then. Unknown number. You know. Sam's stomach dropped. He typed again.
Sam.
Are you me? Three dots appeared immediately. Typing. Pausing. Typing again. Finally. Unknown number. Yes. And no. Sam called the number. It rang once. He heard his own voice, older, exhausted, frightened, say. Stop trying to reach me. The line went dead. Sam barely slept for days. He waited in his apartment, pacing the carpet into a darker shade. He checked his phone every 5 minutes. He jumped at the sound of every buzz. By Sunday, he snapped.
Sam.
Why messages? Why me? What's happening? The reply came instantly. Unknown number. I'm giving you what I didn't have.
Sam is trottaitand. Sam.
You're warning me. Unknown number. Saving you.
Sam's fingers trembled. Sam.
From what? The dots appeared. Stopped. Appeared again. Unknown number. From becoming me. That night, Sam didn't dare sleep. At 2:14 a.m., his phone buzzed again. The tone was different. Higher. Sharper. Unknown number. Don't open the door.
Sam froze.
3 seconds later. Unknown number. He's already there. A knock echoed through the apartment. Soft. Steady. Deliberate. Sam backed into the corner, phone clutched tight. Another knock. Harder. Then. Unknown number. He followed the thread. This is where he finds you. Stay silent. Sam held his breath. A metallic scratching sound slid across the door. Like keys. Or claws. The knob rattled. Turned. Sam's phone buzzed again. Unknown number. Whatever happens, don't let him take the phone. Silence fell. The knob stopped turning. Sam's chest ached with held air. After a long minute, slow footsteps retreated down the hall. Sam slid to the floor and didn't move until dawn. When morning came, Sam sent one last message.
Sam.
Do I make it? A long pause. Finally. Unknown number. You did tonight. I didn't. Sam stared at the words. Unknown number. Use the warnings. Make new mistakes. Just not mine. One final text arrived. Unknown number. Delete this thread. Live forward. Sam hovered over the screen. Delete, or ask one more question. He hit delete. The messages vanished. For a moment, he swore he saw a second notification flash, something half visible, like a farewell, but it blinked away before he could read it. Sam still gets deja vu. Still senses threats he cannot name. Still wakes sometimes at 2:14 a.m., listening. But his phone has been quiet. And every morning when he steps outside, he hesitates just long enough to whisper to the empty air. I hope you made it too. Because some futures aren't fixed. Some futures fight to be rewritten. And some futures are begging you not to follow them. That was tonight's story on Unwritten Lives, Tales of the Unexpected. Sometimes the future warns you, and sometimes, if you're lucky, you get one more chance to choose differently.